world. People to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted,
all I ever needed, was to inject you with cancer viruses. My name is David Rockefeller. It's eugenics. Sing along. All I've needed. Crank it up. I like this part. My world. I know he said my life, but you noticed earlier they said crashing into my little world. Yeah, words can only do harm to the New World Order. Hey, I like that liner there at the end. That's awesome.
Radio Network.
Yeah.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But no, my friends, we are not live from Austin, Texas, with the Depeche Mode and the Imperial Battle March. No, we are taping this, and I want to thank the crew, Chris and others, for doing a fabulous job on holidays like Mother's Day when they take some of the nightly news reports and speeches and things that haven't yet been on the radio and bring them to you, like we just heard in the last hour with Rand Paul and Ron Paul. And you cannot doubt that the revolution is really centered in Texas and many other areas, but Texas should be proud that so much good is coming out of the state, also so much bad. Isn't that the way it always is? So much good coming out of America, but also so much bad. The globalists captured our country through fraud. And now we get the blame for their world government while we finance it and while they shut down and basically sanguinate our republic. Coming up, we're going to interview Doug Hagman, who has a lot of really interesting sources in the next hour. I talked to him last Wednesday, and I think this interview needs to be heard again. So here's some of the most important excerpts when we come back from break. And I have to also again mention that in the last week or so, the Army has now admitted re-education camp manual not intended for public release. Public Affairs Director falsely claims document does not apply to U.S. citizens, even though it talks about it applying to U.S. citizens and getting Social Security numbers, and they admit Brigade Homeland and checkpoints and TSA and military drills and NDAA and the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act were forced inoculations. This is all pretty much public. But it's in this document, that document, we're connecting the dots here. And it's a big deal that the Army admits this is a document that was not intended for public release. That's what the Public Affairs Director, Tiffany Wood, said from Fort Leonard Wood. And we've got her phone number there in the article by Paul Joseph Watson. Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. Just like people said the NDAA wasn't real for a few weeks trying to stall the public so we couldn't build opposition to beat it. And then they admitted it was real, but said Obama was going to veto it, so that would kill opposition. I told you he would sign it. He did. Turned out he pressured Congress to add the draconian provisions. Same thing here. Disinfo saying it doesn't affect citizens, even though the 327-page document is absolutely clear on that front. They do this over and over and over and over again, playing psych warfare games. And as long as you're not aware of these games, they're very effective on you. It's kind of like leading a blind man off a cliff. But once you have the sight of discernment and understanding, and you just learn more and more, these tricks just become irritants to spur you to stand up against the tyranny and crush it with the weapon that is so effective, truth. So many people say, well, what are the solutions? Exposing the evil is a big part of it, and then taking action against it. And calling it out and saying no and running for office and getting involved and fighting for private property and realizing what's valuable, family, motherhood, fatherhood, all of it, recognizing good from evil and standing for good, that is the solution. 1776 worldwide is the solution. Putting out the alternative of liberty versus tyranny so people can make a decision, that is the solution. All right, we'll be right back with our next guest. Stay with us.
Yeah. There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the rest of this hour, a little bit into the next hour, Doug Hagman is going to be our guest. He has a long bio, but the best thing to do is to go over to his website. We'll put that up on screen for viewers, not just radio listeners. Douglas J. Hagman is a founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving more than many Fortune 500 clients. A 27-year veteran of conducting investigations in the private sector, he has logged over 50,000 hours of covert surveillance in his career and is the author of Tactical Surveillance. He is a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association and possesses many law enforcement-related training and certifications. He has been used as an operational asset by the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as the Pennsylvania and New York State police agencies. Hagman has performed over 8,000 civil and criminal investigations throughout the United States and is also certified in forensic discipline of bloodstain pattern analysis. During his career, Hagman has developed numerous federal enforcement contacts and has become aware of irregularities within the U.S. government. He attempts to inform the public of what is taking place inside the government through his regular appearances on Coast to Coast AM and numerous other syndicated radio talk shows across the U.S. In addition to his website, he is senior contributor to Canada's Free Press, and he also is routinely on with Neil Cavuto on Fox. And I'll just leave it at that. He's also the co-host of the Hagman & Hagman Report. And I saw this article last week, and I keep meaning to get him on, but just years go by like seconds now, as everybody knows. I mean, years go by like weeks, basically, to be technical. It's just amazing. But I saw this article. We are preparing for mass civil wars, says DHS informant. And I saw that and then, you know, read some other reports coming out from Mr. Hagman. I wanted to get him on to break this down for us and tell us what his sources are telling him. I mean, we obviously see 450 million 40 cal bullets being bought, hundreds of millions of others, agencies that shouldn't even be armed getting riot shotguns, police stations being hardened in government documents ahead of civil unrest, the military's training even mechanics in civil unrest in every branch, military checkpoints, TSA checkpoints, admissions for preparations for civil unrest, massive drills everywhere to acclimate. And then you have the NDAA, signal disappeared citizens. We have this new FEMA camp, re-education camp document that the Army now confirms today is real. Yeah, folks, it's real. Okay. And we have Army sources that said, yeah, it's in there. It says it's classified. And then we have people calling up saying, well, it's actually posted here. Yeah, if you had the classification to log in and get it. So all of that's going on. Doug, tell us about your website a little bit and how folks go to that. And then tell us about yourself and then your awakening to the progression of what's happened in this country. And, of course, the big news. What are they gearing up for?
Well, thanks, Alex. Thank you very much for that fine introduction. Most of all, I'm very proud. I guess my proudest accomplishment is to be an info warrior, classify myself as an info warrior. Follow your website, follow your information. You're 100% right on all the time. My website is HomelandSecurityUS.com. not affiliated with any government agency. We are a private, independent, investigative agency. That's who we are. We also have a nightly radio broadcast called the Hagman Report, attempted to emulate you, Alex, in the attempt to spread the information that we've been finding out lately about what is going on, what is taking place, in our case, behind FEMA Region 3. We'll say we're deep inside FEMA Region 3. But they educate the population as to what's taking place with respect to our government, which is just totally gone berserk now. I mean, we have, Alex, everything that you have said in your programs over the last several years, since I've started listening, has come to pass. When people were calling you crazy for what you were saying, and people were saying, nah, you know, it can't be. It's coming to pass right now. We're seeing it. We're verifying it. We've got people talking to us saying, hey, listen to Alex. Listen to what Alex is saying. And people coming to us and saying, look, we've got information for you. And here it is. And here's what's taking place. What's taking place is the United States government, the Department of Homeland Security, is turning inward on the American people. They are declaring war on the American people. And that's what it is, Alex. That's exactly what it is. You know, people wonder why. The NDAA was passed. People wonder why, you know, the various executive orders were passed. People wonder why the ammunition was purchased. People have a tendency to look at things in vacuums, but when you start connecting the dots, you can see what's taking place.
Mobile armored pillboxes?
Yes, yes. And you've pointed this out, and you've been at the tip of the spear pointing this out. And I got to tell you, frankly, okay, as an investigator for 27 years, I've had a lot of doubts. I had a lot of doubts about the legitimacy of this information. And I fell for that right-left paradigm, that fictitious right-left paradigm. And now I've seen, look, it's all been a farce. It's first of all, TSA is nothing more than you know, security theater at this point. We are living in an Orwellian dream at this point, and this has nothing to do with security. Everything to do about control of the American populace and conditioning of the American populace. Everything you've been talking about in your program, this is coming to pass.
Well, amazing, and I mean, thank you for supporting the broadcast. I just ran into the information firsthand by going to some drills 15, 16 years ago, and then discovered all this. But getting into all of your contacts, because you brought out a lot of amazing information on a routine basis, what are your contacts telling you now about the acceleration of all of this?
I've got one contact in particular that I've been in contact with. I've known since 1979, a good friend of mine. I'll leave it at that. He works very close to he works within the complex of the DHS, under the umbrella of the DHS, let's put it that way. And he's aware of information that has been developing over the last, we'll say, 2 years, but has been accelerating over the last several months to the extent that what Obama is planning on doing. I mean, Obama can see the writing on the wall. There's dissatisfaction. There's unemployment. There's people that are going hungry in this country. There's civil discord. All of this is taking place. He can see the writing on the wall. It doesn't look good for his election. But these people have no plans on leaving, Alex. And I'm telling you right now, the people who rioted in the 1960s, the Bill Ayers and the Bernadine Dorns, who were actually the protesters in the 60s and early 70s, the Weather Underground, these are the people who Obama has by his side right now. These are the people who are my sources saying, look, what these people are doing, for example, Trayvon Martin, they're using this as a catalyst for racial unrest.
NBC edited the tape. Yeah. To make it sound racist, and the Justice Department got caught with moles fomenting the new Black Panthers in people. I mean, they really are trying to get a race war.
Exactly, they are, and they're working toward that goal, but and they're also looking toward the economic factors, and this is something that's so important that people really need to understand. What's going on in Europe right now, today, is coming to America. We're facing this massive hyperinflation or this massive economic collapse in this country. I mean, your guest Gerald Celente, right on the money with his information. This is coming to America, and I'll tell you what, DHS knows this. They know that they can't stop this. They know that the dollar is going to collapse. They know that because of this, there's going to be class warfare, and that's the other leg of the table. And so when you have the racial component combined with the economic component, the class warfare, I'm going to tell you, they're expecting riots. They're expecting, not only expecting it, but they're seeding they're actually seeding it. For example, they've got, my source is telling me, according to the information that he's found, for example, Louis Farrakhan and others, now he would not name others, but others are on the payroll of the CIA. This is what my source is saying, allegedly, okay? Allegedly, Farrakhan is on the payroll of the CIA. Why? For what purpose? Well, to enhance and to facilitate the discord, the racial discord in this country. That's what's taking place. But they know they can't stop the collapse of the dollar. Obama, Bernanke, working together to tank the dollar, the U.S. dollar, on purpose. I mean, they are destroying this country. And they're not going to leave until they're done. Well, when I say destroying the country, they're fundamentally changing the country, of course, in the words of Obama, changing it to a Marxist society.
Which is destroying the country.
Exactly.
Say I appreciate all the info warriors out there spending part of their Mother's Day with us today, and a big shout out to all the great moms and motherhood that the globalists are basically attacking. The family, religion, everything is under assault by these scum. We'll be back with more inside information with Doug Hagmann. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did, and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
USecurityus.com is the website. Northeast Intelligence Network CEO Doug Hagman. All right, now this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but get into the preparations, what your sources are telling you. You were getting into the FEMA camps, which they admit in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act will be the new community. They implode things, pay to ship the jobs overseas, people flood in. Then there's got to be a prison area for troublemakers in the community, protesters and people, and that's the sub-camp areas. So that's how they're going to roll these out. We already see it in California and other areas where they lock the homeless up at night. Let's continue breaking down what your source told you.
Well, according to my source, and he said, look, the DHS brass, they know this is coming. There's no stopping it, and it's going to be a lot easier, if possible, to have these people, have people in general, masses, willingly go to these disaster relief centers for their food, because you're not going to be able to buy food. You're not going to be able to do any banking. You're not going to be able to. I mean, we're going to be in, things are going to be in gridlock, and when people get hungry, they get desperate. So they're going to go do what the government tells them to do. If there's food at these disaster relief centers, great. They're counting on a lot of people to respond appropriately, to go to these centers for the food.
And then in phase one, the camps will be our saviors. Phase two, take the politicals. But I'm sorry, please continue.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. And then, now you've been running during your program the 1982 documentary with Larry Grathwell saying, well, there's going to be this mass extermination of people. Ultimately, that's their plan. And people are like, you know, this normalcy bias has taken them over. And again, 27 years as an investigator, I'm a hard sell on this kind of stuff. I'm thinking, wait a minute, this can't be happening. But it is happening. Everything you've said is true. What they're saying is, okay, once these people, you know, once we have them separated, those who don't go, there will be mass arrests. They'll be treated differently if they're taken anywhere at all, if they're not dropped at the end of the driveway. And the bottom line is then they're going to have control of everything. Here's the key, real quickly. Here's the key. Obama does not want to relinquish power. Valerie Jarrett does not want to relinquish power. Cass Sunstein, all these people, all these unappointed czars don't want to relinquish power at all and don't plan on it. So they're planning on this economic collapse, this racial divide, this economic chaos, panic, riots, and so on and so forth as a pretext to potentially suspend the elections. We've already seen the trial balloon with Governor Susan Perdue, I believe her name is, out of one of the Carolinas, talking about suspending congressional elections. They've had their eye on that. They're looking at that, according to my source, saying, well, what was the reaction? Could this possibly be? Indeed. But this is what they want to do. They want to stay in power one way or another. And Obama knows that his numbers aren't good. Obama knows that satisfaction is bad. The thing that my source did say, and he's experienced in profiling, by the way, the forensic profiling, he says, does this look like a man who expects to be going anywhere after this election? Of course not. I mean, look at the lavish vacations they're taking. Look at the way he's spending money. I mean, $5 trillion he's added to the debt. It's just incredible. So we can see this coming. According to my source, DHS is aware of this and not stopping it. Instead of not stopping it, they're facilitating it.
And by the way, I was told this a year ago by sources, and then now it's been in the news. that they gave them, what, $3 billion additional funding to set up TSA all over the country from the beta test they had going in 10 states at the time. And now we've confirmed through other sources that these big armored lockers with the riot gear, the weapons, are being delivered and they're being cashed. I've talked to military, these giant processions of Bradley fighting vehicles, freshly painted and ready for the U.S., are being cashed at secondary armories because the system's afraid the public may take the regular armories. I've talked to military that whenever Texas was about to throw the TSA out, which the feds know is their Vanguard takeover arm, that will expand out onto the streets, their little administrative tattletale squad, that on top of that, that the military was standing by to invade Texas, and then it came out they were going to have a blockade of the airways. I mean, this is already happening. They're already geared up.
And in terms of other information about from my source, of course, you know, he's hoping that none of this stuff happens, flat out saying, look, I got a family. I hope none of this happens. I hope I'm wrong, but I want to tell you that it looks like everything right now is pointing toward this taking place this summer leading up to the elections. And he said, if for some reason we're able to get through this summer without any trouble whatsoever, and if we have elections, this is not a guy subject to hyperbole, you know, by using that kind of language. But if we have elections, he said, watch very carefully between the time of election day and inauguration day. Watch that time period. Watch for false flag operations. The White House being shot at, that was a false flag operation. That was a trial balloon, he said. And this source, this is amazing to me. I had to double check this, and he confirmed it again. He says, look, there's something in the works. I'm not sure what it is. This is him talking, not me. He said, I'm not sure what it is. There's something in the works that there is going to be a false flag against either the First Family, the First Lady, or the President himself. And this is going to facilitate that and foment that racial divide and also garner sympathy for the President. And I find that very hard to believe. Of course, he said this. He said, obviously, there are no plans for anyone to be hurt, but it's certainly going to appear to be.
Remember
a
decade ago, whenever the Taiwanese president was about to be thrown out, so he staged a shooting of himself, and then it came out. I mean, it's so obvious they want to make themselves heroes.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, Alex, I got a book, and I got to tell you this. I'm into old books. This book is a 1970 edition, Communism and the New Left. I picked this up on the Enronix in an old bookstore. This is their playbook. This is their playbook. This is what they're attempting to do. Everything that we're seeing happen today was done in the 60s. And it's the same people, except now they're in leadership positions as opposed to being in the protesting positions. It's incredible.
Well, that's why we play that, you know, those clips talking about the weathermen wanting to kill 25 million Americans in the camps. So I guess they want to put like 50 million in there. And these people are running our government now, and they want to kill people. These are dirty, murdering scum. I mean, they're just filth.
And if they don't kill you, then they're going to have you building the bridges, filling in the potholes in the roads, and working for them. I mean,
look at the mayor of Chicago. He said on C-SPAN when he was White House chief of staff, he said, we're going to make everybody serve people in high school in this new FEMA Corps thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and just a couple more things here. He said whether or not the Supreme, regardless of how the Supreme Court rules, expect that Obamacare is going to be I'm not sure of his exact wording here. It's going to go through. I mean, they're going to do Obamacare in one way, shape, or form.
Well, he's already started saying he doesn't care what the Supreme Court says.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Piece of me.
A little piece of me.
We die.
We'll die.
For the system.
For the system. America.
We're going to be taking your phone calls for Doug Hagman, director of the Northeast Intelligence Network. And look, all I know is I've studied history and this is repeating itself, and government doesn't care anymore. Government doesn't care if Corzine steals billions before anybody would have gotten in trouble. They don't care if hand grenades get shipped to Mexico and they get caught. Nobody gets in trouble. They don't care on any fronts anymore. And they come out and go, yeah, we're torturing people. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you. the CIA director comes out and says, yeah, we're listening to everybody without warrants. Folks, it's illegal for the CIA to even operate domestically, much less be saying, yeah, we spy on you at a public tech conference and laughing about it and saying all your appliances, you're paying for new tech in them to track you and the smart meters. Ha ha. You know, 5 years ago, the smart meters won't control your house. Oh, yeah, we're going to control your temperature and it spies on you. Now, shut up. This is an attempt, like a pimp breaks a young prostitute, to literally break our will. I don't think it's working. In fact, I know it's not. I mean, the previous record was like 2 million guns sold in 1 month. What was that, 3.5 years ago when Obama was first getting in? Now I saw a number of 5 million in 1 month. Three of the major manufacturers have said we can't sell guns, one for 6 months, one for a year. They're that back ordered. I mean, all of this is going on. Most of the military I talk to are awake. A lot of the police, that's what's happening. Because people, before me, I don't need any thanks, as Doug's thanking me. Others saw this from the inside and talked about it. I mean, I heard people 20 years ago when I was first waking up saying there's plans to bring in foreign troops. I'm like, Admiral Yamamoto said that there'd be somebody with a rifle behind every blade of grass. The Japanese do that, but not if it's posing as our own government and responding to a staged crisis like economic or nuclear or biological. And then there's all these White House memos by Shapiro and others saying, Mr. President, a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 will help us take over. And then other memos that even Glenn Beck covered, and by the way, that's what got him fired, was when he said they're planning and pointed at Obama a new Oklahoma City. Fox is like, Beck, you're off the air. That's it. Get out of here. And I had that from Fox sources. Boy, that caused a big furor when I had those sources. And now I don't have one of those sources. I have some other sources, though. The point is that there is an attempt. They're thinking about doing this. But it's a catch-22. If we expose them, they get scared because they're criminals and want to carry it out. But if we don't expose them, they go ahead and do it. So then why do we expose it? Because at least people are awake. At least we know they're coming to our house. And I mean that literally and figuratively. They would like to have this implosion. They would like to have this race war. But the Trayvon Martin thing didn't go the way they wanted. I think they're going with a model they use in the Soviet Union and other areas. I don't think it's going to work. Now, if they launch a war, people tend to get patriotic and think that a war is patriotic, get behind that and kind of shut up and go along with it. But the plans to go around and arrest political dissidents and people that they think are leaders across the political spectrum, that is going to result in massive resistance. And again, I'm not some macho guy that's like, let's just have a war with the military and police. I know, by the way, they're going to lose that war, but they're meant to, you see. And then I see NLE09, all these Washington Post and admitting, oh, foreign troops are going to help fight American terrorists and uprisings. That's now in hundreds of publications. So it's gone from being a secret program and training videos we got from Cooperative Nugget in 93, 95, 96, and urban warfare drills I went to after that, and generals announcing you're the forces of the New World Order and training in mock U.S. towns. I had to go see this myself and went, and in some cases had to infiltrate. You know, I'm not going to get into all of it, but, well, you've seen the footage. The point is to show you this information. So I knew there was a program under Clinton to do this. But now it is going into an operational phase, is my point. And I know I'm ranting, Doug. You've got time. I'll keep a little bit of the next hour as I'm taking away from it here. But please don't thank me anymore. Just break down what your intel is, how all these dots connect. And then I'm going to give the number out, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Give us more of what your sources. I know you have a lot of them. What else they're telling you on multi-fronts. But you were getting into how they plan to roll this out. What about that question? Will we be able, if we expose this enough, to cause them to not be able to implement this?
Great question. That's the only reason my source came to me with this information and said, look, get the word out there, because if we don't do anything, then it's almost a done deal. But if we can start talking about it, start exposing it, perhaps they will take a step backward. And what we talked about, and this is extremely important, what my source made sure that he wanted me to mention this. Alex, you recall the Thanksgiving 2010 and 2009 when the TSA stood down with the body scanners because of the opt-out day, the protest.
November 2010, yes, sir.
Okay, now, they looked at that, and that bothered them tremendously. There were multiple meetings about this, and I'm telling you, your program caused, and your exposure caused them to step back and do this.
And Drudge, too.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. This the whole TSA security theater, and this is what people need to understand. If the average American will put up with being sexually groped and nuked at an airport, or just to travel, or go into a mall or a stadium, or just to fly, they'll accept almost anything. That is their mindset. And that's why that had such an adverse effect on them and sort of sent them back in time. They didn't expect the reaction. They expected everyone to be grope-a-dopes. To this point now that it's again, the conditioning has made everyone grope-a-dopes. And according to my source, they're saying, okay, now that we got people back in line and people back accepting the fact that they've got to be sexually molested, now we can go forward. Okay, now, so again, if everyone stood up and said, no, we're not going to submit, we're not going to comply, that would certainly set their timetable back. But that was one particular point in time when the DHS brass, Pistoli in particular, being the head of the TSA, was absolutely outraged, according to the information we have. And this came from someone who was very close to Pistoli at the time.
If you'll let somebody grab your wife's breast and your genitals and molest your children and laugh at you and pull them aside while they cry, which I've seen it myself, they get off on it. If you'll put up with that, you'll let them come to your house and search and set up a checkpoint and take you away. And that's what this is prisoner training.
Exactly. Yeah, all of this has nothing to do with security. Or it's all about conditioning. It's all about getting people comfortable with seeing, as you point out, the troops in the streets with the black masks and the paramilitary rifles and gear and what have you. Look, none of this is law enforcement. It's paramilitary. And we are supposed to be what my source is saying. They are doing this in incremental stages in order for us to be conditioned to see this across the country.
Well, that's the thing. You can see the rollout. You know it's a PR campaign. And for somebody who's watching and knows, it's ridiculous, and it's 100%. Being done in a wicked, evil fashion. I mean, this is a premeditated, total, soft martial law rollout.
Exactly. Now, I want to say one thing. You mentioned something about Trayvon Martin. According to my source, that Trayvon Martin case, there was a lot of exculpatory evidence that was omitted from the affidavits. The affidavit was written in a passive voice. There were a lot of problems. There's overcharging there. There's potential prosecutorial misconduct by Angela Corey, alleged with respect to suborning perjury and what have you. And this is done by the good graces and with the approval of Eric Holder. I mean, she's taken her marching orders directly from Eric Holder. So the outcome of whether it's an acquittal of Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case or there's something lesser. I mean, they overcharged Zimmerman and they were told to do that. Basically attempting to throw the verdict to assure the outrage when Zimmerman walks and they expect him to walk.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Phone calls here for Doug Hagman. He's the director of the Northeast Intelligence Network, with sources all over the place in law enforcement and intelligence. Broken a lot of big news stories over there on their end. And he was just telling us last hour that one of his federal sources said it is a three-alarm fire. They're freaking out over the re-education camp documents that we now have. The Army has responded and says, yes, it's real. And it's classified, and it should not be in the public domain, and that is all. And how they're going to process you with your Social Security number and take the political dissidents and lock your butt up. I mean, this is the confession of an illegal, illegitimate criminal group running the government. I wonder who leaked this, Doug, and then we're going to go back to phone calls. Because I could, you know, one level, I think they put it out to scare people, but on another level, they don't want people waking up. I mean, just like Obama said he didn't want the NDAA, but then he signed it, and then it turned out he had demanded the secret arrest provision. These are big wake-up calls for people.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I don't know who leaked that document, but I don't believe it was intended to be leaked just simply because, for example, on page 168, it gets into the vetting of religious leaders. I mean, this is some incendiary type of language.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. It talks about fighting militias. Say that again, though. Vetting the religious leaders, which is the clergy response team.
Yeah, in fact, my son had gone through this document with a fine-tooth comb, spent actually two nights going through this, and page 168, it talks about religious discussion groups will be offered to detainees as programs to educate them on specific aspects of their religion, to moderate them and to take the edge off of them.
Yeah, that's Romans 13, which they admit the feds use. They say, it's of the Lord, take the shot, let us take your kids. Of the Lord.
That's right. And they did not want this information out there. I mean, again, you know, by you breaking this, and I believe you did break this, okay? I mean, there were a lot of people. The pucker factor, as my source calls it, was incredible to think that this was actually leaked. And I'd be surprised, by the way, if you get a call back from that source, from the spokesperson. But that's just, you know, it's great that you did that. But no, I mean, this was not supposed to be leaked out. And
let me ask you this question, then. What do you think the military is saying about this document? I mean, I know they've called in and said they're very angry. Police have called in. I mean, I've noticed that the media, here's my main question. Why is the mainstream corporate dinosaur media will normally make fun of something I say, but then admit it's real. I've noticed complete silence on this. It is deafening, and it's really showing me just how many even alternative groups out there are controlled. The fact this is real, it's admitted it's real, and no one wants to touch it.
Well, simply because it's indefensible. How can one defend against this document? There's just no way to coherently engage in any type of coherent or legitimate defense. So why not just forget about it? Why not pretend it doesn't exist? The American people have a great way of just forgetting about everything. As long as, you know, American Idol is on or whatever show of the night is on, we can forget about this. You know, and of course now, you know, with that underwear thing, that brand new underwear scare that we got, well, you know, that gives us something different to talk about. That legitimizes the TSA, takes the attention off of this, or it'll be something else. But again, I got to tell you, this document was not supposed to be leaked.
Well, we need to force it out into the media, and now that the Army's responded and admitted and has said, yes, it's real, we have got to get people discussing this everywhere. This is a big issue.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Gonzalo in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I just like to say, you really make me laugh a lot, Jones, when you do your impersonations. It's really hilarious when it comes down to all this serious type things. And, DHS has been rolling around my city in their little white SUVs thinking they're all bad with the little triangles on it and stuff. You know, and I just, once they bring their checkpoints down here, to me it's on. That's when it's on. When they start groping people, like just all in the cities, and I know they're doing it already in other states, but to me that's when it's on. And people out here are so brainwashed, they won't even save water. I tell them to, you know, they can't afford to stock up on anything. Stock up on water, and they still won't even do that. And it just really makes me sad.
You've got a lot of the public scientifically mesmerized and drugged out of their minds, and I really feel sorry for them as this collapse accelerates, but I appreciate your call. Yeah, what about federal police? And the TSA aren't even police. They're not trained. They're not sworn. But they can come to a town like in New Mexico and say, grope everyone at the prom. We order you to. Out of their jurisdiction, not even real police, violating the Fourth Amendment. It's martial law. It's what it is.
The TSA workers are not, as you point out, they're not commissioned law enforcement officers. In every state, there are programs that you must take to become municipal police officers. State police is a little bit different. These TSA workers, number one, have not gone through the proper background checks. I think you pointed that out.
Now they're admitting some don't even get them now because it's right. Not getting the scum they want.
Well, that's true. And some of this is supposed to have been the background given to third-party companies like our company. We do background checks for Fortune 100 companies. Okay, that's not happening. It's not happening with these people. But Alex, if you can indulge me for a minute, one thing I did want to get to about this when I was talking about Jean McCloud and Canada Free Press, she had given me some information that dovetailed with some information that my source gave me concerning Fast and Furious, that being a potential problem for this administration. According to the information we have, Attorney General Eric Holder is not going to have any problems whatsoever from Daryl Issa and others, because remember, Holder was the key figure who vetted the Clinton administration's pardons. Remember that 180-minute, last-minute pardons back in January 2001? The beneficiaries of whom included former Weather Underground members Susan Rosenberg and Linda Evans, for example. There's debts owed that are not going to be paid, or that must be paid. Holder holds some chips, if you will, and as a result of that, ICE is not going to take him out. Okay, so I want to make sure I got that in there. Sorry if I got you off track.
No, we ran into a break last hour. I'm glad you remembered that. In fact, I want to go back to calls now, but what are some of the other things your sources are telling you that are important?
Well, just watch what Europe is doing. And he said this, too. Again, the initial conversation was on April 25th, I believe. Watch what Europe is doing. When you start seeing Europe crumble, or the economically crumble, that is, you can start counting down. You've got some, you've really only got weeks, maybe months. Until it hits here. Watch very carefully what China does if once they start calling in their debt, if they do. As far as military is concerned, this comes from a different source. There are Spetsnaz in this country. Now, we've always had mutual aid or cross-training of various foreign troops. That's always been there. And, of course, the rebuttal to foreign troops in this country by the neocons, if you will, or the people that say, it's normal. It's normal for this. No, we're talking about Spetsnaz troops specially trained in detention and torture. I've gotten reports as well, Alex, about people, about our military in Afghanistan. They are being trained in detention as opposed to combat. Now, who are they detaining? Certainly, they're not detaining. It's a catch and release status over in Afghanistan. But according to the information we have, the training for detention is to be used here in this country, and our troops are being desensitized.
Well, that's what the document states. I mean, I've read public army documents where they say all these wars are laboratories that they can then deploy domestically. It's just total treason. Brian in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up. I've read reports about Russian troops actually exercising in Colorado at the end of this month.
No, that's mainstream news. That's in CBS News, and people still don't believe it's real because, that's not possible.
Right, and that dovetails obviously then with a nice NATO meeting that's going on in Chicago, and don't forget the G8. Being in their hardened bunker there at the Camp David. It would be interesting to see if some of those troops actually got left here, and that dovetails maybe with Joel Skousen's prediction that, Russia and China, the sneak attack that's predicting for the United States.
Folks, that's part of our interview with Doug Hagman. The rest of it is posted up at InfoWars.com. Lord willing, I'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, at InfoWars.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.